This week's Parsha is Parsha's Vayigash, and in Parsha's Vayigash, Yosef shows himself to the brothers. They are reunited. Yosef sends the brothers to go get Yaakov. On chapter 45, Pasuk number 26, the Pasuk says that they told Yaakov that Yosef is still alive and that he's a ruler over Egypt. And Yaakov had a turn of the heart because Yaakov did not believe them. Then on Pasuk 27, which is going to be the focus of our shir, the Pasuk says, Vaydabru Elev, they spoke to him, meaning the brothers spoke to Yaakov, Eiskol divre Yosef asher diber aleim, all the words of Yosef that he had spoken to them, Vayare soa golois, and he saw the wagons, asher sholach Yosef loseis oisoi, that Yosef sent to carry him, to transport him to Egypt, Vatechi ruach Yaakov aviem, and the spirit of their father Yaakov was revived, meaning that as soon as he saw the agolos, the carriages, then Yaakov realized that indeed Yosef is alive, and since Yosef is alive, Yaakov's spirit was revived, meaning that he was happy again. Once he is happy, the Nevuah prophecy which left him during the 22 years that he was apart from Yosef, because he was sad, he was in mourning over Yosef, and prophecy only rests on a person when a person is happy, besimcha. Therefore, as soon as he saw the wagons, he realized Yosef was alive. He was happy again. Once he was happy, he received prophecy, and that what is meant by the spirit of Yaakov was revived, meaning that prophecy again came to him. There is a question that Omer Forshim tried to explain: what was meant by Yosef sending the wagons? Meaning that the brothers come to Yaakov and they tell him that Yosef is alive. Yaakov refuses to believe him. But as soon as they say all the words of Yosef and he sees the wagons, then Yaakov knows that Yosef is alive. He has no doubt. And he now believes the brothers. The question is, what was meant by the wagons? Meaning, the Pasuk seems to imply that as soon as Yaakov saw the wagons, then he knew without a doubt that Yosef is alive. The question Odom Mefarshim ask is, what did Yaakov see in the wagons that reassured them that Yosef is alive? We already addressed this question in the last 2 years, but we will try to give different interpretations and different answers. We will start off with Rashi's interpretation, which is echoed by the Daz HaKenim, Baal HaTosfos, and the Midrash, which Rashi says that the agolos, the wagons, was simon mosar lohem, meaning that Yosef knew that the father is not going to believe them, because that is the nature of lying, that if somebody falls for a lie before, he will not believe the liar a second time. And since the brothers covered up the sale of Yosef to Yaakov, then Yaakov's tendency is not to believe the brothers again. Therefore, Yosef decided to give the brothers a simon, a sign that the father will believe them. What was the sign? The sign was that when Yaakov departed from Yosef, when Yaakov sent them to Shechem, they were discussing the laws of Egla Arufa, the capitated calf, which is what is found on Devarim, chapter 21, Pasuk number 1. Meaning, the Daz HaKenim explains that when Yaakov was sending away Yosef to Shechem, before he was sold, to see how the brothers are doing, Yosef tells Yaakov that you don't have to send me, I could go myself. Yaakov says that it is little that mitzvah of accompanying somebody, that the Torah wrote down a whole parsha regarding that, and the parsha that the Torah wrote regarding that is the parsha of Egla Arufa, meaning in Devarim chapter 21, Pasuk number 1 describes that if you find a dead body in the land of Israel and you don't know who killed the person that you found, then the elders and the judges have to go and measure the cities around the deceased. The city that is closer to the deceased have to bring a calf, and they have to take that calf to Nahal Eitan, to the river Eitan, and they have to decapitate the calf on the river. Then the elders, which are closest to the town, have to wash their hands on the calf, and they have to say what is written on chapter 21, number 7, Yodeinu lo shafchu es adam hazeh, that our hands did not spill this blood, veineinu lo ra'u, and our eyes did not see. Talmud in Sota Daf Memhei Omed Beis 45b asks, why do the rabbis have to say that they didn't spill this blood? Who would have thought that the rabbis would actually kill somebody, that they required to say on top of this calf that they didn't spill the blood of the deceased? It is obvious that they did not kill him. The Gemara there explains that declaration is a deeper declaration, meaning that the rabbis have to say that they did not ignore this person and they did not send them away without food or without accompanying, meaning that they were looking out for everybody in town and they were careful to send this person out with food, and they also accompanied this person, meaning that if they would have not sent them out with food or they would have not accompanied him, they would be causing the death of this person. That would be tantamount of the elders killing this person. We see from here how important it is to accompany somebody when he's going somewhere. And that is what Yaakov told Yosef, that I have to accompany you, because if I don't accompany you, it's tantamount of me spilling your blood. And that is the last thing that Yosef learned with Yaakov. That is what Yosef sent to Yaakov as a message. And as soon as Yaakov got the hint that this is the message, Yaakov believed, without a doubt, that Yosef is alive, because this is something that only Yaakov and Yosef would know. Therefore, Yaakov's spirit became revived. Just important to note that according to this, we're changing the meaning of the word agolois, wagons, to the word agoloi, calves. Sefer Berach Moshe from Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, Zatzal, the last Satmar Rebbe, brings an interpretation based on the Gemara, Shabbos Daf Yud Omed Beis. There the Gemara says, Omar Rav Bar Machasi, Omar Rav Choma Bar Guria, Omar Rav, Le'oilom al Yeshane Odom Bnoi Ben Abonim, a person should never treat differently one son than the other son. Shabishvil Mishkal Shnei Sloy Milas Shenosan Yaakov LeYosef Yoiser Mishar Bonov, that because of two sloim worth of fine wool that Yaakov gave to Yosef more than his brothers, referring to the Ksoines Pasim, the shirt that Yaakov gave to Yosef, Niskanu Boyechov, the brothers became jealous of him, Venizgal Ladover Veyardov Isenul Mitzrayim, and things started happening, and that caused the Jewish people to go down to Egypt. Tosfos asks a very good question. Tosfos asks, how can you say that the reason that we went down to Egypt is because Yaakov treated one son, Yosef, better than any other son? The coming down and the exile to Egypt was already predicted by Bris Ben Absorim, by the covenant between the parts, all the way back in Parshas Lech Lecha, chapter 15, pasuk number 13. Hashem says, Yodei ateida ki ger yezaracho be'eretz Elohem, you should surely know that stranger will be your children, a land that's not theirs. Va'avodum, they will enslave them. Vini oisam, and they will afflict them. Abba meyo shana, 400 years. And that prediction to Avraham was referring to our enslavement in Egypt. We see that this enslavement was predicted already from the time of Avraham Avinu, then how can the Gemara say in the name of Rav that our going down to Egypt only came because Yaakov Avinu treated one son better than other sons, meaning that he gave preferential treatment to Yosef, that is the cause that we went down to Egypt? Tosfos answers that maybe had Yaakov not given preferential treatment to Yosef, we wouldn't have had such an affliction and such an enslavement. Meaning that since we know that the 400 years started from the birth of Yitzchak, and we know that Yitzchak and Yaakov were not completely enslaved, we see that the decree wasn't for total enslavement of 400 years. Then Tosfos says it could be that Yaakov's preferential treatment to Yosef hastened our coming down to Egypt and caused us to be afflicted in Egypt for a longer time. The Inyun Yaakov answers Tosfos' question in a different way. And he answers that true that it was previously determined that we are going to be enslaved, but had it not been for Yaakov's preferential treatment to Yosef, we wouldn't have been enslaved to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. Meaning, Egypt was a place that was very ruthless to the Jews. Had it not been that Yaakov showed preferential treatment to Yosef, we would have not been enslaved to Mitzrayim. Meaning, yes, we would have been enslaved, but we would have not been enslaved to such a despicable country as Egypt. And that is what Yaakov's preferential treatment caused. Sefer Berach Moshe asks a question, how come Tosfos did not like the Iyun Yaakov's answer? The Iyun Yaakov's answer seems the more logical, the more simple to interpret according to the language of the Gemara. What was bothering Tosfos that Tosfos has to give a different answer? Sefer Berach Moshe answers, based on the Gemara in Soita, Daf Memvav Amud Beis, 46b. There the Gemara says in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, Bishvil arba psios shelava paroi l'Avram, because of the four steps that paroi accompanied Avram Avinu, meaning all the way back on Lech Lecha, chapter 12, pasuk number 20, after Avram Avinu encounter with paroi, there the pasuk says, Vaitzav all of Paroi Anoshim, Paroi commanded men, Vaishalchu Oisoi, and they send them, Ves Ishto and his wife, Ves Kola Sheloi, everything that he has. The Talmud interprets it as Avram Avinu being accompanied by Paroi, and he gave four steps to accompany him. So because of that, the Gemara continues, Nishtabet Bevonov Arba Meir Shana. He was able to hold Avram's children subject for him for 400 years, Shenemar, because it's written, Vavadum, they will serve him, Vinu Oisam, they'll afflict him, Arba Meoshana, 400 years. The Marsha explains that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi doesn't mean to say that the subjugation was decreed because of Paroi's escorting Avram. Rather, he says the subjugation was already predicted in Bris Ben Absorim, in the covenant between the parts, as we mentioned. But Hashem did not tell Abraham which nation will dominate his children, and it really didn't have to be Egypt. But because Paroi did the mitzvah of escorting Abraham, therefore he gained the power that his people are the one that going to have the Jewish people under them. Sefer Berach Moshe says that according to this Gemara, it was already predicted that the Jewish people are going to go to Egypt because Paroi accompanied Avraham Avinu. Therefore, Tosfos did not want to answer the answer of Inyun Yaakov, that the preferential treatment for Yosef more than his brothers caused the Jewish people to go down specifically to Egypt and not other lands, because our going down specifically to Egypt, according to the Maharsha, was because Paroi accompanied Avraham, and not because of the preferential treatment that Yaakov gave to Yosef. Therefore, Tosfos have to give a different answer that maybe we wouldn't have been afflicted so much at all, meaning that we would have gone down to Egypt anyways, but he would have not been afflicted as hard as we were had Yaakov not given preferential treatment to Yosef. According to this, Sefer Berach Moshe explains the exchange between the brothers and Yaakov when they came down from Egypt was like that. The brothers tell Yaakov that Yosef is alive and he is the king of Egypt. That causes Yaakov a depression, because Yaakov knows of Bris Ben Absorim, of the covenant between the parts, and Yaakov knows that the Jewish people are going to be enslaved under some country. And now that he found out that Yosef is king of Egypt, Yaakov knows that we are going to go down to Egypt. And Yaakov also knows that Egypt is a despicable place, a place that's void of any spirituality, a place where tumah, impurities, resides. And he knew that the Jewish people are going to go there, is going to be a very hard exile. And Yaakov Avinu thought that the reason that this exile is coming is because he treated Yosef preferentially better than any other of the brothers. That because he treated Yosef in a different way than other brothers, that caused them to be enslaved in Egypt, as the Iyun Yaakov explains. And that is what caused Yaakov to disbelieve that they are going to be treated so harshly because of what he did. He was kind of depressed that they are going to have to go down to Egypt because of his mistake of treating Yosef preferentially more than his brothers. And according to the Berach Moshe, Yosef knew that Yaakov Avinu is going to think that. Therefore, Yosef sent to Yaakov Agolois. He sent to Yaakov the wagons. As we mentioned, the wagons remind you of Egle Arufa, of the decapitated calf. And from the law of the decapitated calf, we learn how important it is, the mitzvah of accompanying. Therefore, Yosef was hinting to Yaakov that don't feel bad that you are the cause that we are going down to Egypt. You are really not the cause. The cause that we are going down to Egypt is because Paroi accompanied Avram. Because of the mitzvah of accompanying, that is why we ended up in Egypt. Therefore, you don't have to feel bad about us going down to Egypt, because it is really not your fault. As Tosfos explains, that we were going to go down to Egypt anyways because of Paroi accompanying Avraham. Therefore, as soon as Yaakov saw the wagons, which means the hint of Egle Arufa, the hint of the mitzvah of accompanying, Vatchi Ruach Yaakov Aviem, the spirit of Yaakov became in peace, became revived, because now Yaakov knew that it is really not his fault that they are going down to such a despicable place as Egypt. It is really in the merit of the mitzvah that Paroi accompanied Avram. That is the reason that we went down to Egypt. Rav Moshe Ranshel Katz Shlita, in his Sefer Shemen Roish, gives a beautiful interpretation why Yaakov's spirit was revived as soon as he saw the wagons that Yosef sent. And he first asks a different question, that on chapter 45, Pasuk number 24, the Pasuk says, Al tirgezu baderech, do not become agitated on your way. This is the last instruction that Yosef tells the brothers before he sends them off to Yaakov. And the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Omed Beis 10b says, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, that Yosef told the brothers, Al tis asku bidvar alocha, do not get involved in alocha learning, shemo tirgezu aleichem aderech, because if you get involved in alocha learning, you will get excited, you will be deeply concentrated, and if you are deeply concentrated in alocha learning, you will lose your way, you won't know the right way to go. Sefer Shemen Roish asks a question. If this is a regular advice that it happens to anybody that is going on the road, that a person should not learn deeply on the road because a person may get lost, how come Yaakov Avinu, when he sent the brothers, how come Yaakov didn't tell the brothers, make sure you do not learn on the road because you will get lost? That if you get concentrated in your halacha debates, you become so involved in your learning, you will get lost. If that is a regular thing that happens when people go on the road, then Yaakov Avinu should be the one to warn the brothers when they go down to Egypt, they shouldn't get so concentrated because they are going to lose the way to Egypt. Why is Yosef the one that warns them about this? Sefer Shemen Roish also brings a Chasam Sofer on the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, which is chapter 37, pasuk number 1, where the pasuk says, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv, that Yaakov settled in the land of the sojourning of his father, where Rashi brings down on pasuk number 2, that Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva, that Yaakov wanted to rest easy, kafatz alav roigzo shel Yosef. Therefore, Hashem made that the ordeal of Yosef, the agitation of Yosef, jumped on him, meaning as a simple interpretation that Yaakov Avinu wanted to have a restful, good life, and Hashem did not want him to have a good life. Hashem made the story of Yosef happen, that his life should be agitated, that he shouldn't have a restful life. So Rashi brings from the Matush Tachuma, Tzadikim Mevakshim Leishev B'Shalva, that righteous people want to live in peace. Omar HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Loi Dayon LeTzadikim Mamshmesukin Lohem Lohelam Abba, is it not enough for the righteous people what is safe for them for the world to come? Eloshem Mevakshim Leishev B'Shalva Bolam Hazeh, that they also want to live peacefully in this world. Therefore, Hashem made Yosef's story happen, Yosef's agitation happen, that Yaakov should not be in peace in this world, that he should get his reward for the world to come. The Chasam Sofer is bothered that if we take this regular explanation that we gave now, it seems that Hashem doesn't want you to have this world and the world to come. You have a choice, either you take the world to come or you take this world. That if you want the world to come, that means you have to suffer in this world. But that can't be, because we have a concept of tzaddik v'toivloi, that sometimes a person is righteous and he also gets this world. Therefore, the interpretation of the Medrash cannot mean a general statement for all righteous people. It must mean a particular case or certain instance regarding the life of Yaakov, which could be the same thing. Therefore, the Chasam Sofer says, based on the Shla that brings the Zohar, the translation of the Pasuk, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv, is not as we interpreted that Yaakov wanted to settle in the land where his father was sojourning. He says the word megurei is from the word fearful, that Yaakov wanted to be in peace in the land where he was fearful about his father, from the language Yira Upachad, meaning that Yaakov was always afraid, was always under siege from what happened to the father. He explains like that after Yaakov had the encounter with Esav, it's written, Vayavo Yaakov Sholem, Yaakov came complete. Rashi brings down that he came complete, begufoy, with his body, meaning his body was intact. Mamoinoi, that even though he gave a huge gift to Esav, he still had his money intact. Uvetoirasoi, and his Torah was still intact. Esav wasn't able to influence in his Torah. But nonetheless, even though Yaakov knew that everything is okay, Yaakov still feared that he needs to make atonement, that he needs to get punished for the 22 years he didn't serve his father. He knew that he was outside the land for 22 years. Those 22 years he didn't do the mitzvah of kibud av va'em, of honoring your father and mother, Yaakov knew that that bill is due to come to him. Yaakov preferred to have this bill come in this world, and he shouldn't get this sin in the world to come. So Yaakov wanted to be in peace because of the sin of being afraid of his father, meaning that the sin that he didn't do kibbut av va'em was consuming him, and he asked Hashem, please let me be in peace, let me not have this worry anymore, let me atone for this, and I won't have this worry. Hashem wants to please the tzaddikim, and Hashem wants to give the tzaddikim what they ask. Since Yaakov asked to be punished in this world, Hashem had to make it that he is punished in this world. But if Hashem gives him the punishment by taking away Yosef and causing Yaakov not to see Yosef for 22 years, and Yaakov knowing that Yosef is alive, then the punishment is not really a punishment. Because since you are expecting it and you want it, then obviously you are not punished as much. Therefore, Hashem had to make it in a way that Yosef will be sold, but Yaakov will think that Yosef is dead. Yaakov will think that that punishment on being 22 years apart never took effect, because if Yosef is dead, then comes out that Yaakov was never punished because none of his sons was a part of him for 22 years. So Yaakov still was always worried, when is the punishment going to come? But in reality, since Yosef was alive and Yaakov didn't see Yosef, that punishment already started taking effect. Meaning, Hashem had to cover up from Yaakov the idea that Yosef is alive, because if Yosef is alive, then Yaakov will know that he's being punished for not seeing his father. Then Yaakov will be happy, because Yaakov really wanted to get this out of the way in this world. He didn't want to worry about it in the world to come. Therefore, Yaakov asked for Hashem to do this, and Hashem is actually doing it for him. But Hashem can do it the way Yaakov wants it, because if Hashem does it the way Yaakov wants it, then Yaakov will not feel the punishment. Therefore, Hashem had to have Yosef being sold, but Yaakov thinking that he's dead, and that bill that he can't see his father for 22 years, Yaakov will think it's not yet paid, and Yaakov will be worried. And according to the Chasam Sofer, the interpretation of that Medrash that we mentioned is like that. The tzaddikim, they sin in this world, and they want Hashem to punish them in this world. Like that, they'll be in peace. They want to sit in peace in this world in order for them to get a greater reward in the world to come. But Hashem says that what? You want me to punish you in this world for you to sit in peace in this world, that you will know when the punishment will come? I will punish you in this world, but I will make sure that you don't know when the punishment comes. Like that, you will be truly punished and you will have the reward in the world to come. Meaning that when you expect the punishment to come, when you really punishment, then you really not that punished anymore, because you asked for it and you expect it to come. These are the words of the Chasam Sofer. Sefer Shemen Roish continues and says that in actuality, though, those 22 years that Yaakov did not see Yosef was really a punishment for Yaakov not seeing his father Yitzchak, as the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin says. And as a matter of fact, the Kli Yokor on chapter 42, Pasuk number 7, where Yosef acts like he doesn't recognize his brothers, and all the Mefarshim are bothered how come Yosef acted this way. It seems like Yosef wants to take revenge on his brothers, and we have a prohibition against taking revenge. The Kli Yokor explains there that Yosef knew that he has to be away from his father measure for measure for 22 years because Yaakov did not honor his father Yitzchak for 22 years. Therefore, Yosef would have to be away from Yaakov from 22 years, and those years weren't up. Therefore, Yosef acted like he doesn't know his brothers in order to prolong to the time of 22 years. And also, as a matter of fact, the Dazakenim Baal Toisus brings down on chapter 37, Pasuk number 36, that after the sale of Yosef, the brothers were afraid that one of them is going to feel bad about their father and is going to disclose to their father that Yosef is sold. Then they decided that they are going to make a cherem, an excommunication, for anybody who tells Yaakov that Yosef was sold. And in order to make excommunication, a cherem, you require to have 10 people. But at the sale of Yosef, only 9 were present, meaning there were 12 brothers. Yosef was sold, Binyamin wasn't present, and Reuven at the sale of Yosef wasn't there either. They only had 9, and Hashem joined them in the cherem. Hashem joined them to become part of the excommunication in order not to tell Yaakov that Yosef is alive and Yosef was sold. The brothers mistakenly thought that the reason that Hashem joined them in the cherem, the excommunication, is that Hashem agrees with the sale of Yosef, that they did the right thing by selling Yosef. But the reason that Hashem agreed to the excommunication is that Hashem did not want anybody to tell Yaakov that Yosef was alive, because Yaakov needed to suffer for 22 years for not honoring his father Yitzchak. As a matter of fact, in the end of Vayechi, Pasuk number 20, where the brothers ask forgiveness for Yosef for the sale, Yosef tells the brothers, Atem chashavtem olai ra, you thought on me bad, meaning that you wanted to sell me because you wanted to do me evil. But Elohim chashav aletoiva, but Hashem, which is Elohim, the Midas Adin, which is a God of justice, wanted for the good, meaning that Hashem wanted the excommunication, not the same reason you wanted the excommunications. You wanted the excommunication because you wanted to punish me, but Hashem wanted this excommunication in order not to tell Yaakov, in order to be an atonement to Yaakov, as the Chasam Sofer explains, that Yaakov himself asks Hashem to punish him in this world, so Hashem is doing it for the good, that Hashem wants eventually Yaakov to have a greater Olam Haba, and Hashem is punishing Yaakov in this world. So you thought that Hashem joined you in the cherem, in the excommunication, because you thought Hashem joined you in your scheming against me, but Hashem only joined the excommunication in order not to tell Yaakov that I'm alive, and Yaakov should feel the pain of not seeing his son for 22 years. According to this, Sefer Shemen Roish says, comes out that Yosef knew that Yaakov is being punished by not seeing for 22 years, meaning Yosef accepted not seeing his father for 22 years, because Yosef knew that that is the will of Hashem, that Hashem doesn't want Yaakov to see him for 22 years, therefore Yosef accepted it. But Yosef also knew when the 22 years are going to be up, because Yosef knew exactly when Yaakov left home and when Yaakov got back. So Yosef is timing his appearance to Yaakov exactly to the day that the 22 years should end. Therefore, Yosef tells the brothers, Al tirgezu baderech, do not study hard in the road, meaning do not concentrate in learning, because if you concentrate in learning, you're going to get lost, and if you get lost, you're going to extend the 22 years beyond the time that's supposed to be, because I want to be seen by my father exactly at the end of the 22 years, because I also long for my father. I miss him very much, and I want to see him as soon as I can. And since the excommunication lasts for 22 years, then I can see him till the last day of the 22 years. Therefore, now that it's time for me to see him, I want you to go quickly on the road and make sure that you don't learn too hard, because you are going to get lost. And if you get lost, you will delay my seeing my father. Yaakov never told his sons not to concentrate in learning on the road, because Yaakov thought if they concentrate in learning on the road, the worst thing will happen is that they will get lost. If they will get lost, they'll get a little bit later to Egypt. There is no rush, since we still have food, according to the interpretation of Rashi, then there is no rush for them to get to Egypt. If they get lost because they learn Torah, there is no big deal. They'll get there a couple days later. But Yosef is in a very big rush, because Yosef knows exactly when the time is up, and exactly that time he wants to see his father Yaakov. Therefore, also on chapter 45, Pasuk 9, Yosef tells the brothers, Maharu Valu Alavi, go quickly up to my father, meaning that he's asking them to rush, because Yosef knows exactly the time. And since Yosef knows exactly the time, and the time is getting close, Yosef sends to his father agolois. He sends to his father wagons that he should be able to come quicker to Mitzrayim. Yosef knows that Yaakov not seeing him for 22 years is midah keneged midah, measure for measure, punishment for Yaakov not seeing Yitzchak. But now that the 22 years are about to end, Yosef asks his brothers, please go quickly and please bring our father back with wagons, because wagons will go quicker than by the foot. And by bringing of wagons, then I will be able to come back to my father. According to this comes out that when Yaakov was told that Yosef is alive, Yaakov did not believe, because Yaakov could not understand why Hashem would make him suffer so much. But as soon as Yaakov saw the wagons that Yosef sent, and Yosef sent the wagons because Yosef wanted Yaakov to be reunited exactly after the 22 years, and the brothers actually told him that, then Yaakov's spirit became revived, meaning that Yaakov realized now that Hashem had punished him already for the 22 years that he didn't see his father. If Hashem has punished him for the 22 years that he didn't see his father, automatically Yaakov's spirit became revived. Yaakov's spirit became at ease, because he's not going to get that punishment anymore, since he was already punished for the 22 years that he didn't see Yitzchak by Yosef not seeing him for 22 years. So after he saw the agolos that Yosef wants to hasten, by that Yosef hinted to him that the 22 years are up, then Yaakov realized that all this was a punishment for Yaakov not taking care of Kibbutz Av with his father. Then Yaakov's spirit became revived, because Yaakov now is able to be at peace, because Yaakov now received the punishment in this world, and that is what Yaakov wanted. Yaakov realized that this is indeed Yosef, and he wanted to see quickly Yosef, because now he doesn't have to worry about the punishment anymore. The other answer that we could give is based on the Nachal Kedumim, on the Chidah, which also based on the Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabba Parsha Aleph, where the Medrash goes on chapter 46, Pasuk number 1, it says, Vayisa Yisrael v'chala sherloi, that Yaakov and everything that he has, Vayavoy Be'er Shava, and he came to Be'er Shava. The Medrash says, Leheichan Olach, why did he go to Be'er Shava? The Medrash says, Halach Lokutzarazim, he came to chop the cedar tree, Shenota Avraham Avinu Be'er Shava, that Avraham Avinu planted in Be'er Shava. Because in Bereshis chapter 21, there it says, Va'ita Eishel Bivrei Shava, that Avraham Avinu planted a tree in Be'er Sheva. The Medrash is saying that Avraham Avinu, with his divine prophecy, realized that when the Jewish people are going to go out of Egypt, they're going to be in the desert. In the desert, they're going to build a tabernacle. And part of the tabernacle is the Atzei Shittim, these cedar trees. Therefore, Avraham Avinu planted them and told Yaakov that when Yaakov goes down to Egypt, Yaakov should take them. Yaakov actually took them, says the Medrash, and it was hidden in a pile in Egypt. When the Jewish people left Egypt, then the Jewish people took with them those trees or those wood. The Nachal Kedumim says that Yaakov, before Yosef separated from him, before he sent them to Shechem, Yaakov showed Yosef those cedar trees, and Yaakov said that these are the cedar trees that we are going to use to build the tabernacle. According to this, we could explain like that, that the brothers come and tell Yaakov that Yosef is alive, and Yosef is the ruler of Egypt. Yaakov is very afraid, because as we mentioned before, Egypt is a place that is totally corrupt, devoid of any spirituality, a place which is called Amokoim Tuma, a place of Tuma. Yaakov is worried, how are the Jewish people going to survive in a place like that? But when Yaakov saw the carriages that Yosef sent out the carriages to hint to Yaakov that since he's going to take the wood to Egypt, he has to use the carriages because it's too heavy to carry the wood by yourself. Yaakov realized that it is going to be a redemption. The fact that we are going down to Egypt and Yosef is giving me to carry the wood, and as long as the wood is there, that wood will remind the Jews that we are the Jewish people and our place is not Egypt. And eventually we are going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem is going to build a tabernacle and we'll be able to go there. That gave hope to Yaakov Avinu. Therefore, the spirit of Yaakov became revived. And as a matter of fact, right after he does that, he takes those wagons and he goes to Be'er Sheva, and he does exactly what the Medrash says, that he cuts the trees down and he brings those trees to Egypt. Again, according to this, we are interpreting that Yaakov Avinu saw the wagons, and by seeing the wagons, he was sure that the Jewish people are going to maintain a hope to leave that land, because he's going to take with those wagons the Atzei Shittim that eventually are going to be put in the tabernacle, and the Jewish people are always going to look at this pile of Atzei Shittim. They will know that they don't belong in Egypt, that their place is Eretz Israel, and therefore they will not assimilate, because they will know that this is not their land. Because of that, Vatchi Ruach Yaakov Aviem, the spirit of Yaakov became revived. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should learn from this ending of Yaakov, and we should all know that Galus, that outside of Eretz Israel, is really not our place. We should all long for Eretz Israel. We should all long for Mashiach to come. And once we long Mashiach to come, then we won't assimilate, because we'll know that we don't belong in here. We really belong in Eretz Israel. And if we do that, then we really merit to have the Geula come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, b'mheira b'yomeinu amen.